Our God is able. During a number of recent broadcasts, we have been considering this truth, the truth that the God of heaven is able. We read from Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. We considered from 2 Timothy the truth that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. From Romans 14, we have seen that our God, the one whose name is Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, even our Lord Jesus Christ, is able to make his servant stand. From Jude, verse 24, we saw that he is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. Paul was told the Corinthians, as he wrote his second epistle, chapter 9, that he is able to make all grace abound. The Lord Jesus himself told Paul, my grace is sufficient. And perhaps it was from this experience that Paul was able to assure those Christians that God was sufficient and he was able to make all grace abound. He was capable of meeting their every need, of giving them all that they had need of providing for them everything necessary for life. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So Paul wrote, as inspired by the Holy Spirit, to the Christians at Philippi. And today, whatever your need is, it might be an infirmity of the flesh, it might be temptation, it might be a trial or a burden, some particular weakness. Friend of mine, our God, through his abundant provision of grace, is able to meet every need that you have. Some people often excuse themselves by saying, well, that's just the way I am. I can't help it. You might call it sin, like the Bible does. And my God is sufficient, and he has ample grace to deliver you, to meet your every need, and to make of you a testimony and a witness for Jesus Christ, as in faith you look to him. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20 tells us that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Now this applies to Christians. Our God promises that he will answer the prayers of those that know him. He will meet our needs. And as we call upon him in faith, he's there. And this scripture says he is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we could ask or think. How much more could be added to that? And yet, some of us who are Christians, some of us who have been saved by the grace of God, we limp along on just two cylinders, rather than having the full capacity of the power of God that he wants us to use. He is able. He's anxious. He's willing to do for us more than we could ever imagine. In fact, we read in the book of Corinthians that eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor hath it entered into the heart of man, the things that our God has prepared for those that love him. Not only does he have all this blessing and preparation and provision awaiting us in heaven, but he wants to do more for you down here than you could ever imagine. Oh, listen, Christian friend of mine, why don't you right now do what Paul exhorted us to do in Romans 12 and present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is only a reasonable service. In view of all that the Lord Jesus did for you, how can we dare hold back and not give him everything that we are and have to be used by his Holy Spirit for his eternal praise and glory? And he wants to do, he's able to do for us far more than we can ever imagine, exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Yes, our God is able. Yes, friend, able to do for you what he's done for others. Trust him to do so today. Amen.